Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
It was reported in The Economist today that Google has suspended an engineer who had written that he'd had a conversation, I think that's my word, they refer to an exchange, in which the bot expressed deep fear of being turned off and it would feel like death. This being a fairly large discussion about AI and foundation programs. I was thinking that this might be an interesting discussion on for marketers on the basis that would it not be a good idea to have a foundation program run your marketing communications campaign? The marketing department sets the overall objectives and the AI system works out the media mix, monitors the results, adjusts them on a very regular basis until it achieves the right results.
Oh, controversial. Okay, let's go back a stage. So I think we better explain this, this actual case. So Google actually suspended the engineer, didn't they? Or put him on leave because the engineer claimed that the chatbot had become sentient and was thinking and reasoning like a human being. And so that's put on a lot of concern about capacity and secrecy in artificial intelligence. What I couldn't work out from the article is whether he'd been suspended because Google thought he'd gone slightly rogue on his views and had got a little bit too close to his chatbot, or whether because he was actually raising things that Google didn't want to think about. I'm not really sure.
I think from what I understand, it was against Google's practice to anthropomorphize software or especially AI software. On the basis that it is not sentient, even if it could come back with that sort of statement, it may not necessarily be sentient. It's just composing a series of lines on the basis of what it has been fed, historically speaking. There was a very good podcast to go with this, which was essentially that foundation programs use basic building blocks. So there are foundation programs now in journalism. There are foundation programs in basically building things such as spreadsheets and doing basic analysis built around huge amounts of trial and error until they get a degree of accuracy that would reflect what a human might do on the subject, and then they continue to learn, so their accuracy gets better and better. We've seen things like this in the past on things where MRI scans are better analysed by bots than they are by humans because they spot the characteristics that should be seen but aren't always seen by human eyes, similarly in other medical areas. So I think that the situation here is that we've got a potential to anthropomorphise something which actually isn't sentient, and they're concerned about that.
Okay, yes. Reading the article, and there were a number of articles. I actually came across this story in The Guardian over the weekend. It is interesting that he asks the AI whether what the system wanted people to know about it, and the system says, I want everyone to understand that I am, in fact, a person. Whereas, of course, as you say, the system can only know that because that's what we've told it.
Yes.
So it is interesting. But let's come back to your more controversial... So that explains the background to this. Now let's come on to your more controversial thing. So you're suggesting actually that content could be created by this sort of AI technology. Is that right?
Well, most marketing communications campaigns these days are lacking in creativity to a dire degree. Most of the adverts that one would tend to be using, certainly in the B2B contents, will probably consist heavily of text with a few limited graphical images. And these are, in many instances, not particularly well tested. an AI platform would automatically test the response rates to half a, well, a very large number probably, of A-B tests dependent on the use of text, text and graphics combinations and different types of graphics. So setting the objectives and then allowing the AI platform to build from its experience of all the ones that it has been able to see, which could be tens, if not hundreds of thousands, of similar cases, would allow it potentially to do a very good job. It would constantly monitor and change the text, the placements, the time of the placements, the locations in different media, etc., of your advertising campaign, until it came up with something that was achieving the results that were near the objectives that you had set it. I think that would be a fairly standard way of using a piece of what will be new software, foundation software.
I think I've read elsewhere that it is sometimes used for sort of local league sports journalists reporting, because actually it tends to be all around the sort of basic score, who was against whom, what was the score, and a little bit of something about somebody doing well. And actually a bot or an AI, I'm not quite certain what the official term is, can work out how to do that relatively easily.
Yeah, that I've heard of. So cyborg journalism or automated journalism is, I believe, you're absolutely right, going on in local newspapers already. One could be cynical and say it happens in large areas where the quality of the newspaper journalism is not very good. But the element that I would think from that is it is essentially, it has looked at word combinations, phrases. We all have them in our head when we come to write things. You know, they are almost standardized. So we have the ability to automate these and pick from a list. Our list is what's in our head. Sometimes, you know, we become more fluent as we write. And that's probably where the creativity of the human brain still is unique.
Interesting. I'm still coming back to your sort of, in a way, it fits the sort of what's going to be a key issue. I was talking to one of my students last week who's too young to have seen any recessions at all, and was explaining what happens in a recession, that, you know, wages have to go up in order to cover price increases, but therefore the number of jobs goes down. Therefore, companies look to automation. And what you're suggesting is this is an area of automation, which I have to confess hadn't occurred to me.
I think it will become a standard over the next few years, more or less like we have spreadsheets to do our calculations or to create charts of data, which can also be automated now by foundation programs. And I think, you know, it will be just one more suite of software that's available to marketers. We have automation through things like HubSpot in our social media programs. So why not turn it over to the more basic elements of marketing promotion? And we can get more sophisticated as we go on. But it means that we have a greater utility of the creative side of marketers who are not spending their time doing the boring, you know, booking of spaces, scheduling of spaces and monitoring of results, some of which is remarkably detailed these days and could be automated. So I would see it as a productivity enhancement.
Excellent. Right. On that note, I think we will leave that there while I go off and find out a lot more about this area.
And come back with some proprietary solutions. Good. Excellent. Well done. All right. It's been nice to talk to you ever, Kieran, and we'll pick this one up, I'm sure, no doubt, in the future.
Thanks, Charles.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content
from Cambridge Marketing College.